Lord, as we enter this third week of Easter, we thank you again for the joy of this Easter season, and we ask you to enkindle in our hearts a newfound experience and encounter of the power of your resurrection in our own lives. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins and that we have a beautiful message to share with the world, a very unbelieving world that is often resistant, but in desperate need of your love and mercy. So empower us through a new outpouring of your Holy Spirit to be better witnesses to the truth of who you are and what you did for us on the cross. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So you are witnesses. That came up twice in the readings today. First, the Acts of the Apostles, and then in the Gospel. And we are to witness to the truth of God's love, his undying love for us, and that in the fullness of time he sent his Son to save us from our sins so that we could have a whole new, beautiful way of life where we learn to forgive and to walk in freedom as sons and daughters of God. And I think anyone who takes their faith seriously always is in a mindset of prayer that, Lord, make me a better witness for you. Help me to be more bold and eager and ready to give an account for the hope inside of me. 1 Peter 3:15, be ready at all times to give an account for the hope inside of you. And so we're just praying that God will deepen our awareness of how many people around us don't know his love, or broken, are in a spirit of self-condemnation for their past mistakes, their sins, and they need to hear the truth of the gospel. On Friday evening, I was invited to, I think it was called a transformation night, and it was a transformation night for me. The St. Stephen the Martyr Parish in Renton, one of our neighboring parishes, has been having this encounter school of ministry to help empower Catholics to be better witnesses to their faith and to reach out and share with people around them. So they've been having all these classes every week, I think on Thursday nights. And the executive director of the Encounter Ministries from the Midwest came. His name is Patrick Reese. You know, I went to the store the other day to get a bottle of wine because I've had a company come this evening and then tomorrow as well. And the lady was so kind, she entered 1992 for the date of my birth. And I thought, well, you're very nice, but I think you need to get an eye exam too. But I'm guessing Patrick Reese, who was there Friday night, might be around his birth. He's a lot younger than I am. He doesn't have any gray hairs or anything. But he gave a marvelous talk. It was really anointed. And he talked slower than I do. And he was very effective in sharing his faith. And he shared the story about how he came out here with his wife and his daughter, and they took the ferry to Bainbridge Island. You know, it's cheap entertainment. When I have guests come into town, I do that too, because it doesn't cost very much money, and you get a nice, beautiful day like today. And you can take them over there and back, and they can see the sound and the skyline and everything. So he was on the ferry with somebody, and he's like the Philip, the Apostle Philip in Acts chapter 8. And, you know, that's the story where the Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over to that carriage, I have something for you to do. And the Ethiopian eunuch was reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and the Lord just unfolded this beautiful event where he was able to share his faith, and the guy got baptized, and he went off rejoicing. And so Patrick's one of these odd Catholics who's really sensitive and docile to the Holy Spirit. So while he was on the ferry, he saw a woman there with crutches, and I think she had broken her ankle, he said. And so she was recovering from that, but the Lord just initiated a conversation with her. And so, you know, who are you? And okay, yeah, you broke your ankle. And he just was allowing the Holy Spirit to guide him and lead him, and eventually ended up praying for her healing. And said, you know, I'd like to pray for you. I'm a Christian. And we pray for people for healing because we believe God loves you and wants to heal you of things that are oppressing you or, you know, making you unhappy and hurting you. So she started crying. It's like, wow, no one's ever offered to do that to me before. And so he prayed with her, and who knows what, you know, effect that's going to have on her life in the long run. But at least he was open to the grace of the moment. And I just wish that more of us were like that, you know, that we would see that we have good news. And there's so many people around us who are doubting the goodness and love of God and need to hear that he loves them and wants to help them. If God is for us, who can be against us, as St. Paul says in Romans. And we need more witnesses like that in the church today. Amen? So at the end of this homily, I'm going to challenge all of us to be bold and step out. We're God's prophetic people, not his pathetic people. Right? Amen. So we are witness to that. And I've met other people like Patrick throughout the years, almost 24 years as a priest, they're so overwhelmed by the goodness and love of God, they're just waiting to share that with people around them. And the Holy Spirit kind of helps orchestrate that. And, you know, as you hear that, it might intimidate you. Like, I could never do something like that. Never say never. Nothing's impossible with God. And the way I found out it worked in college, you know, when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1988, is the more you step out, the more the Lord begins to teach you and show you through the promptings of the Holy Spirit how to help people. And there's sometimes you may feel a little unrefined or rough around the edges, but he never ever dishonors your desire to share with other people his love and goodness. And he'll begin to teach you, and that's why the Holy Spirit's our interior teacher. The second thing we see in our scriptures today, and we've been reading this throughout the Easter season, is that Jesus opened their minds to the scriptures. So we really need to pray in our church today for a love for God's word, that we stand on God's word. Psalm 119 says that it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God's word, the living word of God, alive and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, Hebrews 4. And the Bible, I've heard this once, and I actually have a song on my phone that says, Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. That's what Bible means, basic instructions before leaving earth. And God, the Bible is God's love letter to humanity. This is his interaction with us, showing his compassion, his mercy, and his desire to bring us salvation. And I had an experience on Thursday. I was having a problem, which is normal for most of us, during my daily life, and I paused for a moment to do daytime prayer, the Liturgy of the Hours, and it happened to be Psalm 119, which is the largest psalm in the Bible. So when I give people penances for confession, and I say, Psalm 119, not the whole psalm, because they'll freak out, because it's really, really, really long. But this was verses 65 to 72, and it just said something to the effect of, Lord, you've been good to your servant. And as I read those words and began reflecting on the psalm and was praying that about 12:30 in the afternoon, all of a sudden I just felt this transformation come over me. And I realized that the problem I was kind of obsessed with really wasn't that big of a problem in the grand scheme of things, and it just went away. So that's the power of God's word. I think I shared with you once before too how I was doing a healing mass in Spanish. My Spanish isn't very good. I'm probably the most aware of that. But this woman came up to me, her mother had just passed away. So I deciphered that. She said that my mom just died. And she was so grief-stricken that she wouldn't make eye contact with me. And there was snot coming from her nose because she was crying so profoundly because this has just happened. She missed her mother terribly. So I'm sitting there praying over her and saying, Lord, what do I do? You know my Spanish isn't very good, but please give me some word of encouragement to comfort her. And all of a sudden I got like John 14, you know, that the Lord has prepared a place for all of us and he'll call us to himself. So I was able to get those words out in Spanish. And as I prayed the words, I literally could see a change come over her. The snot quit flowing from her nose. And she raised her head and made eye contact with me. The eyes are the window to the soul. And I could just see the Lord breathe hope back into her, that you'll see your mother again, that he's prepared a place for her, for you, for all of us who are followers of Jesus Christ. Don't let this grief overwhelm you. And it just, a physical transformation took place over this woman. That's the power of the word of God. As we proclaim that and declare it over people, it changes and it brings hope where there's despair and sadness. And so I just pray for all of us. That was one of the greatest gifts I got when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1988, was a love for the word of God and the understanding that this is God's word for you. Stand on it, declare it, let it penetrate your mind and your heart. When we do the reading from the gospel, you know, we do the little sign thing, and you can hear me whisper sometimes in the microphone, may your word be on my mind, on my lips, and especially in my heart. Because that's what we're praying, right? As the gospel is being proclaimed, the word of God will go out and not return to him void, but accomplish all it was sent to do, Isaiah 55. So may your word be on my mind, on my lips, but especially in my heart. And because we don't say that out loud, I sometimes whisper it like this. You can hear me say that. Just to reinforce, that's how we worship reflects what we believe, right? Lex credendi, lex servendi, how we worship reflects what we believe in Latin. And then lastly, this is the challenge to step out. I think we need to pray in our day and age where our faith is being attacked and there's a lot of confusion in the church for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So I pray that during these days before Pentecost that we'll really take to heart the Word of God as it's being given to us through the church, the readings that we have. We don't read from the Old Testament during the Easter season. We're reading from the Acts of the Apostles because this is post-Pentecost where they've experienced that empowerment, that anointing of the Holy Spirit. And they are witnesses to the power of God's love and the power of his resurrection. And I think we need to pray for our church today for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit to help us be better witnesses. It's good news. It's not some dreadful thing we have to do. We are privileged to be witnesses to these things. Amen? So let's just pray for that for a moment. Heavenly Father, we come before you on this beautiful day that you blessed us with, this third Sunday of Easter. And we pray for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit to strengthen us in our inner selves, to know the height, the depth, the breadth, and the length of your love, and to be completely filled with your presence. And we pray in a special way that you would just remove any fear in our hearts, any fear of persecution, any fear of doing something wrong. Perfect love casts out fear, and love has not been made perfect in one who fears, for fear has to do with punishment. You tell us that in your word. So we don't want to live under a spirit of condemnation, but a spirit of adoption. And so we just pray that you would help each one of us here this day in this church and those who are watching on Facebook to experience a new outpouring of your Holy Spirit. We had in the reading from St. John last week that the Father does not ration this gift. He is incredibly generous. And you tell us in Luke 18 that how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? And so we come today and we ask with an expectant faith that you would fan into flame this gift and empower us to be better witnesses for you and for your kingdom. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.